The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember. And we back. You know what I mean? We need some intro music. You feel me? We good. We good. Huh? And we back. We back. We back. We back, y'all. You already know what it is. Guap Times presents Chestnut Checkers. Make your next move your best move. If you're going to make a move, make it here. You know what I mean? We're going to make sure you get on the right level, right path, right brain wave, right frequency. Because you already tapped in. So you're on the right path already. Before we get started, I'd like to give a shout out to everybody that's first time watching, first time listening. Shout out to anybody that tapped in for the previous shows. Shout out to everybody that tapped in for the Father's Day episode. You know what I mean? We appreciate y'all.
We was outside.
You hear me? Yeah. Shout out to everybody that pulled up, all our guests. Everybody that stopped by, you know what I mean? The comments was off the hook for the past few episodes. Comments been crazy. Fucking, you know what I mean? We appreciate y'all. You know what I mean? Happy to see y'all back. Just like y'all happy to see we back. Every week. We out here. You know what I mean? But, likewise, like every time, it's your host, Holiday Hov, and I'm in here with the gang. And we gonna spin the block, because we all shooters. So, to the left, as we do. Every
yo, 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 you know the vibes. You already know, be your boy, Confident One. Look out for that Confident One EP coming soon, you know what I mean? Shout out to all the people subscribing to the channel, you know what I mean? Share the lives, we appreciate y'all. Tap in.
Run it up.
Like
a
subscribe, share,
other shit.
He like, fuck it.
Nah, he's saving for the next episode.
Yeah,
next episode.
Tongue
tied. Yo, it's your boy, Keys to Get You Right. Me and this bitch once again. You know, excuse me, I'm in my casual but classy attire.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get to the bad like everybody else. But yeah, we here. We in this bitch. Have fun. Let's do this shit.
Yeah.
Papalito.
Oh, no. It's your favorite hood herbalist. Long live Zao always. We outside.
Forever.
Whatever. Listen, ever, I still got ever. These hats, man. These fucking hats. See these fucking hats?
Boy, that's right.
See these shits? See this hat?
Cop it.
Come on, man. Like, stop playing, bro.
Cop it. I'm a spinning a sandwich.
Ridiculous.
Make it happen.
Yeah, we outside.
Ridiculous.
You already know. And again, this episode is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. If y'all ain't been fucking with the niggas over at Gaslight 3.5, you need to go over there and fuck with them. Niggas got every fucking thing. Anything you can think of, niggas got it. And it's for the low. So get with the niggas over there, Gaslight 3.5. Today we fucking with some Rainbow Sherbet, and we got Passion Orange Guava. This shit smell crazy. Smell like shit.
P.O.G.
Shit hit different. You already know. You know what I mean? I like to give a shout out to our second sponsor, like always, Growth Over Destruction. G.O.D. You hear?
G.O.D.
Get with my guys over there. Growth Over Destruction. Get your motherfucking health right. Get your mental right. Get what you need right. Because it's all right over there. You hear? Crazy. You feel me? But you know what I mean? Appreciate everybody that's tuning in, that's tapping in. You know what I mean? It's It's like GOD, it's like, man. It's growth over destruction. Yeah, I'm rolling some of that up. You feel me? This is what we do. Work.
That shit smell good as hell.
Word. Hey, yo, shout out to Khalil Cole, you know what I'm saying? He picked up that one last night.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's a good one.
Jersey City stand up. You know what I mean?
Shout out. I like his shorts. He had Chilltown.
Yeah, KO in the seventh round.
He had Chilltown on his shorts. That was dope. That's
the way to rep the hood, man.
Listen, man. We out Jersey, man. I act like we ain't here. Y'all, I don't know why motherfuckers be acting like when y'all think of Jersey, who y'all don't think, like.
Come on. Like, when you say Jersey, what stands out? What's the first thing that comes to your head?
Like, come on.
Should be the first place you
put it in the comments.
Like, come on, son.
Put it in the comments. Jersey City.
When y'all say Jersey, when people say Jersey, what y'all think about? What's the first
Jersey
city?
Jersey City upper class.
Yeah, like, come on.
They don't say no first.
They go, like, no. Oh, everybody from over there. Yeah,
Patterson. Yeah, they say all of. But the city that made the state.
Maybe no one.
Jersey City, nigga. Jersey City, we make the state, nigga. We move the motherfucking culture. The fuck you mean?
Jesse Thompson.
I don't care how many motherfucking Black Panther offices y'all had in New York.
We
had some too, nigga.
Tupac followers in the Jersey City.
Look, nigga.
Look, listen, man.
We been out here.
Pop, nigga.
We been out here.
Pop, nigga.
Anyway.
They playing, man. Why they playing with us?
They be hating because we on Dick Ride.
Yeah.
We don't
want to
be like New York.
We don't want to be like New York. We don't want to be New York.
We don't even like you, nigga.
Don't like nothing y'all wear.
And only the women.
Say.
That's it. The women is cool. The niggas, we don't like y'all.
And the women is goofy as hell, too.
Nah, some of them.
So a lot of the nigga, them North bitches.
Oh,
all right. All right.
All these
bitches
crazy. All these niggas crazy.
Yo, shout out to all the
Nook
bitches.
Don't trust nobody.
You still vote,
John. Yeah, from a distance.
Shout out to all the
from a distance.
Don't trust these niggas, all these bitches.
No.
He said, don't trust them niggas.
Don't trust Nook bitches or Bronx bitches.
That's rough.
Them bitches come from the same grain.
That's rough.
Listen, when Ice Spice said... You from the Bronx, I knew that you dirty. I knew it was something else going down over that bitch. Ain't no way.
Everybody over.
You couldn't find nothing else to put in the line.
Nothing.
Somebody you from the Bronx, so I know that you dirty. But damn, she went but with damn. It. She from the Bronx.
Yeah. That's like saying I know that you. Oh, you from Brunswick? I know that you was dirty. If you from Jersey City, you know what the fuck.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
that shit is crazy. Yeah, what? You from the same block? That mean you dirty too, bitch.
That's the gutter right there.
Damn, that shit is crazy,
that's
yo.
And the most fucked up thing about it is. It's real.
Nah, really.
That shit is real.
Really real.
You thought I was bullshitting?
You thought I was bullshitting?
Bitch, you a thot.
That nigga's crazy.
Yo.
She be outside. She be on the block.
Smoking cigarettes with my friends. I want to do hood rat shit with my friends.
Smoking wet cigarettes with
their friends. Wet cigarettes.
I ain't smoking no wet cigarettes.
That's what they be doing with their friends.
I smoke brown cigarettes. But not brown from being dipped. Brown meaning weed is in them.
They dip a little bit of Kool-Aid in it.
Brown cigarettes.
Mm. Kool-Aid.
Motherfucker doing coke.
Nah. Kool-Aid baggers. Straight woo baggers.
Niggas
don't. Wooly woo!
Fatty!
Wooly woo!
Woo
baggers.
Woo baggers.
Woo baggers.
Pop smokes?
Woo
baggers.
You got that pop smoke?
You got them pop smokes? Them woo babies? Yo, that shit is crazy. Imagine, yo, no lie, right? Allegedly. Allegedly. Imagine if niggas was to do some shit like that though.
Start bringing the wolves back.
Yeah.
So you
should
go
like that hilarious.
Some people probably never stop.
Nigga.
No, what I'm saying.
I know Keith Murray didn't.
No, you can tell he did that nigga weaving. He another.
You gotta be on that Woo baby.
He another. He a different breed. Now I'm saying as far as like niggas actually like openly selling shit, niggas be selling shit in the blunt.
Woo babies.
Outside selling Woo babies.
You got the Woo babies on deck, man.
Somebody selling them somewhere.
Yeah. Somebody got the Woo babies around here.
Somebody told me y'all got the Woo babies around here.
Woo babies.
They'll definitely come around the cop.
Nah, we're the
WBB.
We're basketball.
I swear to God, the fucking marketing plan behind to get everybody to smoke Woo babies, you gotta have a pretty bitch to smoke it first.
Nah, we're the boom.
Pretty bitch in front of some niggas. We're like, oh, I hit it.
I ain't gonna smoke this to hit that. Give me that shit.
Niggas, Woo baby. These niggas will do anything.
Anything.
You don't smoke that shit and say Woo baby.
This could be like, yo, I get so horny when I smoke the Woo baby. Like,
let me get two Woo babies.
Let me get two.
Some buffalo wings.
Can't forget the buffalo wings.
And give me two Woo babies. One for head, one for the go.
Niggas about to get a Woo baby. I'm about to be off this joint.
Shorty says she get horny off the Woo babies.
Woo baby.
I'm only gonna hit it one time. I'm gonna let her do her thing.
I'm gonna hustle.
They definitely gonna do it.
You know they coming.
I might take a deuce.
Well, I do her thing, you know.
That Woo baby.
So after I smoke the Woo baby, see what happened was
I woke up in the alley.
I didn't know she had the camera on.
I thought I had.
I ain't got no car keys.
Damn, I got one left shoe.
She was live. My bitch was watching.
Hilarious.
All my clothes is on the sidewalk.
Woo baby.
Shit real, man.
I woke up in jail. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
This episode of When Smoking Woo Babies Goes Wrong.
Woo baby.
Yo, that's hilarious. That'd be a funny ass fucking
baby. Don't quit.
Woo baby.
Woo baby.
I need a light.
But yo,
fall for them.
Yo, so we're going to start it off talking about. You know what I mean? We're going to say R.I.P. to the people because, you know what I mean, people died in the process.
Damn, baby.
Listen. I have no sympathy for a man that dragged his child to his death.
At all. And, yo, if you're a billionaire and you choose the motherfucker to jump in a fucking tube and go into the ocean where there's no motherfucking help, no way to get home, no nothing. You see what that shit was made out of? That shit was made out of motherfucking styrofoam and fucking lug nuts, nigga. That
shit made out of foam positive.
He's going down, he's like,
ba-ba-ba-boo.
That's being
inconsiderate, yo. People died, bro.
Remember that episode of South Park when Michael Jackson's on there?
I'm ignorant. R.I.P. to Michael Jackson is his
That's the anniversary. Word. That is so crazy. What's the legend, bro? That's crazy, bro. Word. R.I.P. is a great man.
But ain't nothing more dangerous than the ocean, bro.
Nigga, you don't know.
It ain't nothing out
there. It really is.
That's the only thing I look at when I'm like, yo, this shit is anything that crazy. I don't fuck with that.
You're not surviving.
You can't survive.
I ain't going on no cruises. I ain't doing none of that shit, bro. I don't fuck around.
I don't go on a cruise. I just don't want to go to Bermuda. I ain't trying to disappear. I guarantee you, if I get lost and I'm alive, I'm going to find a way out. This shit going to be like fucking...
Twilight Zone.
I'll give me like the Underworld. Not the Underworld. That shit with The Rock when they traveled...
Yo, I'm cool with that. As long as I get the fuck back and tell Nick what happened. Send this one back. He fight. That's hilarious. But it said the submarine imploded 1,600 feet above the boa, the Titanic.
Bro, it's...
Nobody really cared where that shit happened.
Listen, they got it.
Just know that shit happened in the water, and some dumb motherfuckers went down there to do the shit. They participated in it.
Bro, they went 13,000 feet below
the... Bro, they said they died... a secret fucking sonar detection that they got for the government said they it detected the implosion hours within them getting it.
Right.
So they was dead the same day they went down it. They had eight hours of oxygen and it took them 6 hours to get down it. So by the time they got back, they'd have been dead anyway. Yeah. It'd have been DOA coming home.
Bro,
like that's just so dumb.
You know how stupid like, you gotta be.
I feel no sympathy for a grown man.
I see why the other son that stayed up here was celebrating. He's like,
y'all billionaire, bro. Billionaires.
Let me get all that power.
Billionaires.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm not going either.
One at a time, gentlemen. One at a time.
Y'all not going? I bet. I'm gonna sit back right here. Yeah. What happened? Oh yeah, you got this inheritance, homeboy. You RIP.
You got all this money, homeboy.
RIP, pops.
All this money.
Yeah, you goofy as hell.
I'd have been looking like Dave Chappelle when he was Tron. All this money.
Money.
That's crazy.
Tron is living it up in the city.
Got a whole lot of money. What he said? What old boy used to
say? Who said that was a smart idea?
The billionaires that said they wanted to get in that motherfucker. They said it was all right.
That's crazy.
Nigga, who gonna tell a billionaire no?
They went down there.
Earth, the environment,
nigga, nature,
gravity,
God.
Gravity.
Gonna tell them no.
The crazy thing is, you need
dumb niggas.
You know how much pressure that is,
you
bro.
Dumb
that's a planet. That's almost the size of a little planet. Just like
press.
Yo, you could be in a pool. You could be in a pool in 6 feet of water, but you get in the ocean the same depth. That shit feel like you got the whole world, or you like damn, bro.
That ocean current pool.
That current is crazy.
But that's how. Man. But that just goes to show how heavy water is. Like that's really what it was. But that's a lot of water, bro.
That's a lot of water.
Just crush it down on everything.
It's shit down there that you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you right. can't. The sunlight don't reach down there, so it's dark.
Different shit.
Certain fish don't even go that far.
There's some fish that only exist.
In the shot.
It's only certain fish that
exist
that dwell that far down that they probably ain't even discovered yet.
Hell, that shit down there.
Shit
down there. They don't know what's going on.
Man, you
know
they probably got the cracking down there. They got the cracking on that bitch.
Bro, like I said, the ocean is like fucking out of space. You can't breathe.
I ain't Aquaman.
Out of space, you can't breathe underwater. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, your best bet is to stay on land and enjoy your life.
That's what I do.
Stop playing around. Because you sat here and motherfucking actually paid to die. You wrote off. You had to sign fucking waivers and all that shit.
You know what's so crazy about this shit, though, right? This is so crazy about it. Everybody paid.
Hold that, man.
Motherfuckers paid to go see. You want to hold that?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers paid to go see the Titanic and don't even know why the Titanic even sunk. The reason why Titanic sunk, because that nigga was trying to... The dude from... Was it David Morgan?
The nigga?
Yeah.
Was trying to kill off the competition.
Had everybody that he needed on that boat.
He was on there, and before the boat left or whatever, him and all his peers got off.
Yeah.
So they knew it was gonna happen. It was gonna happen. They set that shit up. But anyway, I'm not going to see no shit that deep in the water. I love water, but you could kiss my
nigga. What is the?
To do was put some virtual reality shit on.
Exactly.
Watch National Geographic. Watch the shit that went down there already.
Exactly.
Take some shrooms. Take some shit that we all zoned out. And then you
go
like, oh, this shit is real.
Shrooms. Go run around on shrooms.
Shaking around. You've been shit going crazy. And then you wake up, you go in the house, motherfucker.
Bro.
I ain't going to no... Listen.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to. I'm afraid to be like, yo, let's go fishing.
Check it out. The whole breakdown of this shit is these motherfuckers was in a tube, yo. Right.
It wasn't a tube, it was an ibuprofen pill.
Whatever it was.
That's a tub. They got
a small ass fucking vessel,
they got
right?
A tub with a roof.
You have no windows.
You just
died. All you see is a screen. The camera's outside of the fucking whatever you want to call it. Was showing you what the fuck was going on.
So,
nigga, you ain't even had to motherfucking go all the way down in the water. You could have motherfucking got halfway there, sat there, shook it a little bit, like, oh, you know what I mean? And then put it on the fucking movie. This is it.
The ill thing about it is they making a movie about already.
This is a setup. Look, already. You telling me you didn't hear that shit crushing? At what point did it just? You had to gradually, like, this is about to implode, but something had to give a sign.
Ain't no communication. 200
feet.
They started blending out their fucking nose.
Like, 1,000 feet up, you got to head like, yo, this shit I'm seeing. Bro, you got to realize. You don't see the pressure? You don't feel it?
The first thing that's
going to hit.
If you're going down in a submarine.
They playing the PlayStation controller. That's how I was controlling it.
I know.
So, if you're going down in a submarine, it has to go nose first. So, that means the nose imploded.
No, the whole thing is gonna go like that, bro.
I'm saying though, but
soda can.
It's like a soda can. It's gonna go like this. It ain't gonna be gradual. It's gonna go boom.
That's bro.
Just like you step on the
soda can. It's like a soda can. Just boom. So they in there like crushed. Chilling. It boom. Just like it's over.
That shit crazy, bro.
There was 5 people in there.
And that they was like really sardines IV, now. They was really an ibuprofen pill with a and controller.
They couldn't even stand up.
They gonna pull that shit. They gonna pull that shit out of the water. They cut that shit over. It's like a whole bunch of sardines and that.
That dude. Shit gonna nah. That shit gonna look like old boy when he went down there and
they might leave it.
He came back and he was in his helmet.
They might leave it, but they might get it.
His whole body was in his helmet.
His whole body was in his helmet.
That's wild.
Who?
This dude was years ago. Whatever. This guy went down there. Whatever. And they when they pull him back up, he was on a string. They pull him back up. His whole body was in his helmet.
Crushed him. That pressure real, bro.
That's like you can't. You, there is nothing. That's why you send drones down there. That's why they send drones to fucking to space because they can't go that far. And they don't got nothing. They do, but they ain't trying to.
Anybody trying to go up there, bro?
I know. Listen, I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, if they listen, I listen. You abduct me.
You got it.
You abduct me.
They
shot
I ain't that conservative to go do all of that.
You got me.
I'm not.
You can have the mermaids.
That shit is beyond
me.
Aliens. That shit is beyond me. That's just too.
I'm good right here on Earth fighting motherfucking the real shit that I got to fight with.
Yeah.
I'm too busy doing that shit to deal with the fucking aliens and the mermaids.
These ghouls and these Norwegians.
Leave them motherfuckers.
I don't think no life form gonna come. Why would they be thinking about flying? Number one. That's number one. Number two, why would they fly here and then hide?
Yo.
That's a long ass trip to not let you
see. Not to shake your
You just stretch your legs, my bad. Like, why you gotta have
that?
Like, that shit, though, I don't do none of that stupid shit.
Light
years away. They did say the people that family.
Why come here? Why would you think about flying?
I heard. But they did heard say back that. From
they how said, would you just have an idea to fly? Why would you? How could you have the. You probably ain't that type of life form. You're not lucky you got to be
human. How you know what human to be human? You know how lucky that is?
For us to do what we're doing, it's so lucky.
Like for something to
they said that's what Guardians of the Galaxy is trying to face off of, though.
You know how lucky it is that we are who we are? Like, that shit ain't no just eyes. You have another type of you. No. Squiggly head with eyes. Like,
squiggly head.
Big head. I got a big head, Lou.
And I wanna fly. Come on, I don't believe that shit.
Yeah. That shit's gonna.
Cause ain't no way it has. Never gonna come this far to hide. They ain't gonna do that.
Bro, it don't make no sense to come this far to hide. That's like me going out of space, me getting in. I'm like, damn, I'm gonna go hide somewhere because I want to. Yeah, right. No, I came here to visit, bitch. I'm about to explore.
I'm tearing this shit up.
This shit, man. Listen, I'm trying to figure out what I can do. Who I could do it with?
What the hell? It's like when they showed up real, like the movies, like Independence Day. Even though they came for war, they ain't come to jail. They came to blow shit up. They were coming to kick up. It wasn't no hey so guys.
You seen us? Hey y'all.
First time you seen us?
We about to kill you.
We come to smoke y'all motherfuckers. So why would it be opposite of that? Oh, they just flying around. They hiding over here. They ain't got time for that shit.
They ain't gonna play.
Man,
if some shit gonna go down, she gonna go. Come on.
If they expose, they turn it up.
Listen, they said that family that found them aliens in their backyard went missing. The whole family that reported it.
That's crazy. I heard that they got in contact with them now.
All that shit be
the
like
same little boy that was talking. He was like, yeah, everybody was saying that my family went missing and we're hiding and stuff. But it's not even like that. Everybody's just making up shit now. Like, we said something and it was real. We just standing on it. I was like, yo, well, you gotta do what you gotta do. Motherfuckers, people will take a fact and
twist it,
paint it another color. You know what I mean?
Just like if you tell somebody something, whatever, by the time we get back, it's gonna be completely different.
Right?
That's like if I knew the alien. Like I tell a motherfucker, yo, I know the alien, bro. But you ain't never see the alien. But I'm like, yo, I know the alien. And it's a fact, I know the alien. Like, yo, what is wrong? Nigga be like, yo, what is wrong? Whole said he motherfucking cousins with the alien. His mother, you know what I mean? Nigga be done said some more off the wall. I'm the alien now.
Whole alien.
The whole be with them alien niggas.
And then I'd be like, yo, y'all niggas goofy as hell. I'm about to fall back. I gotta stop fucking with y'all. And then I'm really the alien because, oh, I disappeared. And
if anything's an alien, it's humans.
Yeah, we weird as fuck.
Absolutely.
If anything is an alien,
the weirdest beings on the fucking planet.
If anything is an alien, we're
there. We do the weirdest shit.
Bro, the weirdest shit in the world. Yeah. And it'd be like,
that's the only way you
can prime example, the topic, the first
that's the only way you comprehend
topic.
It.
How weird. Because
we be flying.
How weird do you have to be to go do some stupid shit like that?
Yeah. All that submarine
shit. Yeah, like, come on, son. You gonna spend $250,000 just to get an ibuprofen pill with a PlayStation 1 controller?
Jason, a billionaire, $250,000, that's nothing.
Listen, that's fine.
That's nothing.
Bro, I'm not going to my demise.
That's like us giving like $5. But
the fact being,
that
you spent that little bit of change of what you think.
If this story is real, this just shows
what?
You money don't bring
you
happiness.
You give a fuck
this
about,
is
yeah, you thought nothing about your life.
It's a prime example that money
you
don't bring happiness.
You must think nothing of your people life get, to just get, throw it away like that.
People get this much money and did everything, and they're like, damn, it is what it is.
What else can I do?
They don't have no chill. They can't just chill.
You got it, white man.
Ain't no way in hell.
You got it, white man.
I'm buying an island.
You got it, white man.
I'm chilling out. I'm kicking back. I'm gone. I'm living on comfortable all day long.
Right. You hear me? You got it.
It's
white
like
man.
I'm living my island like a resort. You crazy? I ain't got time for no. What? Fuck that.
Did y'all see that? Let's go to the next topic. Did y'all see that video with the man punched the lady in the face and she called her son and he came in a restaurant and shot the dude?
That just goes to show that women are the demise of most...
These hyenas.
Go on, bro.
She ain't tell him. He went to the car, got the gun and shot that nigga.
Allegedly, she was texting him.
Yeah.
No, I don't think she texted him, bro.
But even with...
That's just wild as hell.
She got rocked in her face and the son went and got the slap him.
Right. He hit a couple times.
He was rocked in her face.
Hit my mother, you dying.
Yeah, which
sorry,
is understandable.
Not sorry.
Which is understandable.
I think she had a concealed carry license.
Niggas fail to realize.
Bro, think she gonna go to jail for us telling her son to try to kill a witness?
Now he's trying to charge both of them with murder.
Bro.
Because he's 14.
Yeah. She's 14, dope. Yeah.
Nah. I don't know.
I get
he
it.
He walking.
Listen. Where was this at?
It's only
Chicago, right?
It only becomes a situation if she's the type of female that's always starting some shit.
Y'all looking into this all wrong.
If that's the case. But
I'm not looking at it wrong. I see both sides of it, but you come on.
Yo, from a real lawyer's perspective, that shit is walking.
He's walking. You could definitely walk.
He gonna walk?
He's walking.
He might. She'll do time.
For him being 14, motherfucker, seeing a grown man
jail,
beating
bro.
On his mother.
In public.
So he came up. I didn't see the whole video.
I didn't see the video. Just off of motherfucking.
They was arguing. They was in a hot dog restaurant.
I saw the arguing part, but I didn't see the fight.
He had a four, three, four times.
He told her, like, you say something else. Whatever.
As a 14-year-old, you see a big nigga rocking your mother.
He definitely
according to the article, they say he shot him. The dude ran
and he chased him.
The little dude chasing him.
That's how you niggas be coming out there. These niggas coming to finish you.
Oh, nah.
I ain't gonna lie.
He's going to jail.
I be watching
the
first
one.
He's going to jail because he tried to. Is he finished him?
Because you took it to another level.
Yeah. They look at it.
If you drew the slammer and then dude backed off and he ran. Now it's like you. This is now premeditated. You chasing nigga down now.
But you shot him already.
You had to think to go to the car. This is all you. You knew what you was doing. That's how they gonna look at it. You went to the car.
She got charged with felony count of murder, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Damn.
Yeah, so she sent them on a mission.
And then the son got charged with a felony kind of murder.
If they dig deeper into this shit and it was like on purpose, then
why were they arguing? Where it's off from?
I don't know. Bro. It don't show you that. It just show her saying something and then going back and forth. And then the dude walking up ahead of them a couple times or whatever, and then you hear the gunshot.
It's gonna lead to a trial, and that shit's gonna be like boom.
It's gonna be a deal, she gotta ring that fast, a deal gonna be put on the table.
She turned herself in.
It's always gonna be a deal, because she did that, they gonna give her that. You always get a deal.
She got a concealed carry, like she gotta turn herself in.
Yeah, his license to a fucking
thing. They know it's her. Yeah, shit. You think it's a game out here, and in every different state it's different laws.
It is
gun laws, man. Especially like in Jersey, we ain't got none of that motherfucking. You know what I mean? That
we don't got concealed carry in Jersey, right?
We don't got this. No.
You can have it.
It's just they only really give it to retired police officers. They don't really give it to civilians and shit, because they don't be trying to give it to them.
It's a crazy situation.
My grandmother used to do it.
Especially you 14.
Bro, that's your mother.
You know you can't beat on somebody. You know you can't beat.
Grown man beating on your mother.
He was 32 years old to do that.
And you got motherfucking access to your mother's legal gun. His mother's legal gun. You know.
Yeah. I think the chasing them down part is what's gonna finish him.
He probably had to sometime.
He probably do like 5 years because he 14.
Well, he won't get smoked.
Yeah. He's still a minor.
I ain't know nothing.
He 14. I chased him down because I thought he was going to get a gun.
They just might smoke his mother.
His mother might get the most time.
Or because she tried to get him to go kill him witnesses.
She told him to go kill a witness.
Yeah, that's from what they saying or whatever.
I gotta do my research. I said that's crazy.
That shit getting deeper and deeper.
I said that's crazy.
I gotta get on my little research.
I hope that's not the case. I hope she didn't do that, but that's what they saying that she did. I might be he say she say.
Gotta get on my little research. I gotta do my research. So you gonna tell him after you kill that, you gonna kill everybody else?
Now you the dawn. Now you just kill a witness. You off some shit. Hey man,
that's 14.
If he was 16, they'd wave him up. 14, he gonna get charged with minors. So he might do like juvenile life. So that's about like 7 years.
I think that was last weekend. I saw an article that said it was like 60 shooters in Chicago. Like that Juneteenth
weekend.
I think it's wild, though, bro. Everybody got hammers, bro.
Everybody.
Everybody got hammers. You gotta play that game when you're in them environments.
Everybody got guns. It's a different
time. Everybody fighting.
Ain't
gonna
niggas,
man.
That's for sure.
You gonna get clapped. You fighting, you gonna get clapped. Ain't nothing. You
fighting no more. Fighting is obsolete.
That shit is au revoir.
What's that now? You fighting, you getting clapped. So, you might as well.
Man, you beat a nigga up. You might as well
beat him up and clap him. Beat him and clap him. Well, you know, it is what it is.
Why don't you just go on Miller Street and do drugs? And the worst, man.
It's gonna go shit.
You know how many niggas gonna die in the middle of the street? Motherfuckers that ain't involved.
They ain't gonna do that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so easy to get a slammer. It's never gonna be controlled. Unless you make it legal, so now everybody got one to even the playing field.
True.
There's
a lot of states that they got that though.
That's why states that have it, everybody gonna carry it. It's the same shit. You can't run up on a motherfucker. He got it too. Yeah. I was in Atlanta. That shit was like, I'm like, damn, this motherfucker got hammers on him.
Yeah.
Niggas got shotties, K's on him. Like, these niggas ready. They got all the sticks and shit. These niggas is ready. Desert. I'm like, god damn.
Yeah.
Everywhere in the A, the motherfuckers got stuff. So now it's like,
everywhere
you
else,
crazy. We gonna
New
go,
York,
we,
it's New gonna Jersey. Be a movie. We can't motherfucking hold, you can't have the guns out. Everywhere else, motherfuckers is out there. Niggas, it's different when you walking around and everybody got the guns out. Everybody got the guns out. Motherfucking at any point in time, motherfucking shots lit it off in it. We already used to shots going off or whatever. But we know when shots go off, it'd be the fuckery. Yeah. Nah. Niggas is shooting in the air just to be shooting. Damn, that motherfucker. Yeah. Anywhere else. Yeah. Niggas get deep as hell. Oh, nigga. Let them shits off. For absolutely no reason.
Because they can.
You know what I mean? The fuck? Ain't nobody coming?
I mean, allegedly niggas did that shit up here.
Listen, bro.
I'm in Texas, bro, and it was so easy. I know it's probably ridiculous.
It was so easy down there. It was crazy because all you had to do is tell them, like, yo, if you got pulled over by police and they ask you, like, no, you got weapons in the car or whatever, all you had to do was tell them, like, yeah, I got a gun in the car. As long as you tell them, you're fine. As long as you ain't doing nothing, like, they can't do nothing to you. Now, it's like, wow, Wild West down there because you don't need an ID to go get a fucking what you call.
You ain't gotta have nothing. You ain't gotta have nothing to go get a gun.
I need to move to Texas.
No, you ain't gotta have no fucking permits. No,
that's about to be. You just go get your own gun. Country in like the next 20 plus years because they don't care. They don't be trying to abide by none of the rules, bro. At all, bro. They don't be trying to abide by none of the rules. They governor.
They used to be their own. They used to be their own state. It was their own thing.
Yeah. That was all Mexico.
It was the last one.
Look how big that shit is.
That's
huge.
A big
sale.
It was the biggest state for a long time.
Nah, what? You gotta realize that's
Mexico. All that is hours apart.
All that shit is Mexico from Louisiana to fucking California, bro. All that shit was fucking Mexico.
He took that land.
They took all that shit. Why you think they got New Mexico right on top of fucking Mexico?
He took all that land. Big G without that land.
New Mexico.
New Mexico. We got New Mexicans over here.
We got New Mexicans.
New
Mexicans. Regular Mexicans. It's New Mexicans.
And they all white. What the fuck? Big at Taqueria. What the fuck?
Bro.
Shit crazy, yo.
That's some real thorough shit, man. You just take motherfuckers' land, man.
Yeah, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. The colonizers.
Some bullets are different.
Goddamn colonizers.
Bullets changed the game, bro. Word.
They started putting them just in a little muskets.
They said, man, we can't beat nobody. We got some weapons.
I ain't gotta chase you. Bye.
Bye. What happened? What was that?
He was crying for hours.
I'm bleeding.
They're shooting rocks.
That shit hot as hell. That's somebody right said.
Yo,
hot as hell.
That shit hot as hell.
Could you imagine a drop by and you walking in and you guys, hold on.
You got the nigga with a big neck.
Oh, hell. Because you looking at them like, what are you doing over there? Oh,
I
want to
know the thought of the first nigga that got shot.
What the fuck
was that?
This shit is hot. That's hilarious.
These niggas do magic.
I think he do
black magic.
Y'all playing dirty.
Like, that was that dude named Tony Baker. The one he's like, yeah, that nigga had a gun. Oh, he had a shotgun. Listen, he had a musket.
Them Germans, they engineered fucking.
What did you say?
Guns, man.
They had guns while we angrily shot arrows.
Yeah.
Damn, it was over.
Bro, they knew. They was trying. Their whole plan was we can't beat these niggas hand to hand and in the forest and they shoot arrows. That they called them. they made them shit.
Moving like Black Panther.
For real.
Moving up. That's why I started selling niggas in the motherfucking slavery. They want some of them guns.
You want some guns? Give us some niggas.
Nah. That ass though. On some real shit. That's really, as crazy as it sounds, that's really how a lot of them tradings went. If you pay attention to fucking, the queen, the woman king, whatever, bro. That's exactly what they was doing on there.
Right.
That's all they was doing. It was all a trade.
You give me Charles, that was losing. It was like, nah, we got
to. We fighting the these niggas. Yeah,
the barter system.
Fighting these niggas. At first, they seen the colonizers coming, just wanting motherfucking. You know what I mean? like spices and bullshit like that.
It's like ants.
Then they started like, oh, y'all got some slaves for sale?
I got some niggas.
Yeah. Let me get a couple of them. You know what? Yeah. Some niggas. You ain't even gotta pay me in that, yo. Just pay me in niggas.
No, not them niggas. I got this. Niggas on the milk route.
The niggas that y'all don't fuck with. Just give us them.
The ones I got held hostage in the cage that
The ones y'all got chilling in the back doing like bullshit. You know, the bullshit work. Give me them. Give me the prisoners.
Yeah. That's what it was. They was taking all the prisoners.
Indentured servants, prisoners of war.
Yeah, but that's the shit, man.
Yo, is that where ops came from?
Ops.
Y'all think that's where ops came from? Like, yo, literally taking people that you had beef with and selling them into slavery. That's worse than any imaginable type of warfare.
Look, I don't know, man.
Bro, that's different, bro.
Back then, you got the best because
the way niggas think now, motherfucker.
Niggas ain't even trying to do it. Like, they're trying to get rid of you.
These motherfuckers.
That's getting rid of you, son. That's the worst way to get rid of you.
They laugh at funerals.
That's a slow death.
Piss on your grave.
You know what I mean? That's a slow death. They laugh at funerals.
It's different now, bro.
Be waiting for a nigga to get locked up.
The hate is real.
Yeah.
You got to push through all that, man.
They don't take pride. They almost they look down on snitches.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't.
But they won't. But that's the question. Would you snitch on your op?
No.
No, a lot of niggas would. Niggas would.
Because why are you even thinking about snitching anyway?
Hold on.
Why is it even on your mind?
See
how you even get to that. How you get to the point where the police come and talk to you? Every time I've been locked, they already knew. Just stay away from me, devil.
Man, it's niggas
I don't even know. We ain't got nothing to talk about.
It's niggas that are doing that,
but we ain't got nothing to talk about.
It's niggas that are doing that. I've seen it.
I seen niggas go over there. Hey, get caught up. Excuse me.
Niggas get caught up.
Excuse me. Always excuse me.
Oh, and it wasn't mine. Like, oh, so who was it? It was some niggas across the street. Oh, so you're saying it was the niggas from across the street? I ain't saying it was the niggas from across the street. But it was niggas across the street.
Muffle be telling, bro. They don't want to be in jail. They be scared. Because dudes be scared. It's all over that girl. It's over that girl.
It's the power of Gucci.
That pussy, bro. I'm telling you, that pussy having niggas, they be destroyed.
Niggas crashing out over Gucci.
Niggas be destroyed. I'm telling you,
that's
bro.
That's the worst.
You be in jail. Niggas be destroyed. That's the worst way to go, bro.
Destructive over Gucci.
And she buys you. She gonna do what she gonna do anyway. Niggas be destroyed. And they be telling her.
She is. That's all. That's exactly
what it is. That's like more than they kids. Yeah. I done seen it. I'm like, y'all niggas is reckless. I'm like, I ain't no kid. I'm not in the game doing what I'm doing. These niggas is going crazy.
Hey, yo. So, how y'all feel about this Pusha T and...
We started the segment, so you already know where we stand.
Nah, I mean, but yeah, we wasn't on air when we
was. I mean, Jim wants some attention. He gonna get some attention. That's what he wants.
That's really, all
that shit.
Yeah, that's what
he wants.
You
want attention?
So y'all saying this is gonna be I think it's gonna be a back and forth thing.
You wanna know why? I think it'll be a back and forth thing because
not for long though.
Jim,
Pusha gonna bang on one. Pusha this. He said in chat.
Yeah.
Jim went way overboard. He made a whole song. Like, he was ready. Like, he been had this shit on his mind. He felt his other way.
Yeah,
he ready for his other way.
He was quick. He was waiting for it.
Nigga, because he's mama boy. So, you know, he got that female shit up in him. Mm-hmm. So, he reacted with a whole video, like, fast as hell. Push my laughing. Look, like, they all laughing at that nigga. Like, this corny ass nigga.
No, you gotta, I'm going to give my opinion after the break.
You got to realize.
I know they're laughing at him.
That shit's crazy.
I know they're laughing at him, but, like, I know Jay Odom is like just crazy. Why are you even? Come on, but it's a game. Pushing like I have a quick couple million off this nigga, real quick. I do a couple shows off this nigga. Charge about two. I make 250 a show. Do about 5 shows. Chew off this motherfucker.
Because that's all. Now people gonna buy this tick. Now people gonna buy his shit.
Everybody wanna see Malice
shit.
Out.
Everybody. Because
everybody know what Malice is about. Malice is
the rapper.
Malice is the guy.
That's
little bro.
Yeah.
He know, like, but he know what Malice is. Malice
got the nerd
Push kicked up, though. Push, I can't
he got the nerd to bring Malice up in his rhyme, though. Why?
Well, no, because on that track, it was both of them.
Yeah, but
But that he's thinking they double-teaming him, and he don't know Malice talking shit about everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
But he ain't even direct. He just be, that's how Malice is. That's how he is. He come at whatever. So, I don't think they double-teamed. Listen, even though it is what it is. You think Cam go get involved?
Nah. They said they gonna have to go at Mano.
Yeah, Mano gonna be involved.
Mano trash, bro.
Yeah.
I don't even consider
that. Hold on. We come back. We be back, bro.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business, IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the sea moss pills, I got the sea moss gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. Everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth over destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holler at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
In a spot with a bad little stripper. Slow the beat down, but her ass move quicker. Got me like, damn, she a bad little dipper. Make you wanna wife her before you even tip her. Damn, she sliding down the pole. Ass moving fast, so I call her give and go. And damn, I would love to tip her slow, but the way she move them hips makes me wanna let it go. Yeah, she a beast in them sheets. Even make a priest want a piece of them cheeks. Work hard just to pay the school. It's amazing what this bitch could do. Make the blind watch every fucking move. Strip hoe and club and still keep it new. Watch she dance her eyes and say and make a move. And if you ain't tipping, she never come to you. She keep her skin super smooth. A shot of pop a while to get her in the groove. She come out the stage and boy, she don't like you. That adrenaline, what's exciting you? She ain't air like, keep going them 20s, boo. And when you fuck no cuss, cause she's like she got shit to do. She call you daddy when you stick a dude. She the type to run your pockets too.
I'm always in a spot with a bad little stripper. Slow the beat down, but her ass move quicker. Got me like, damn, she a bad little dipper. Make you wanna wife her before you even tip her.
Riding on that pole, she goes all right down that pole. Grinding on that pole, she gon' slide right down that pole. Grind down that pole, she gon' slide down that pole. Riding on this road, got my dollars paid my toll. Look my duffel bag,
LVB the tag.
Dacks on that, yeah, that's racks on racks on racks. Her ass so fat, look like she got ass shots. I wanna smack it hard, see if the bubble pop. The bubbly never stop, rosé by the tap. And I might grab the titties and get her ass all slap. Finger pop, touch her toes, everywhere that we go. Mars be the camp, and we know we circle round the globe. Bad bitches galore, stripping on the stage. And it's Casanova calm. And they all know my name. I'm a big tipper, she a big dipper. Paid a couple dollars to get in that stripper. Smoke that weed, nigga, plow that liquor. I'm a fly boy, no, I'm a hard nigga.
I'm always a pro before you even tipper.
Bet your bitch know how to find me. Fifth of the grand crew. Yeah, put your baby boo behind me. Can't trust her cause she's slimy. She want the mountain, not the molehill. Tell her bitch come to climb me. Skeet it in the eye and let a bitch suck it blindly. Tell her bring her friend, she said kindly. Baby, you should try three. Me Sue and Tiny. Like it in the hindy. Baby, baby, who my mind be? Nickname a head buster. Beat it and I leave it. That's the lessons of strag lovers and whole cuffers. Nigga, step the game up for the bitch to bring my name up. Nigga, she be begging for the change up. Switch hair on the bitches. Bet she gon' catch it, nigga. Keep the bitch whipping in the swag juice. Yeah, baby gets loose, rolling up the loud light in the mouth. Then she out the room.
Woo! And we back, y'all. And we back.
Like that, y'all.
Yo. But, y'all, no lie. No fucking lie. Niggas is fucking ridiculous. Niggas is ridiculous.
You talking about who?
The topic we left on for.
Oh, fucking
Pusha T?
Yes.
Nigga said, me, it was trash.
So I'm not gonna say he make good music.
I
fuck him in.
Bringing up Mano was wild. Bringing up Mano in his whole situation was wild.
That was wild.
Niggas just threw Mano.
Jim Jones got a group.
On the radio on Angel Lee, what's it called? She was saying that, like, you know, he might have to throw you in. He might have to go at you too, whatever. But I think he'll leave it to them two or whatever. I don't think he's gonna have.
Mano ain't got no nothing. Balls.
Yo, like, it makes no sense.
Like,
he would have to go get the whole dip set.
He gotta go court.
But he can't. He can't go get the whole dip set.
He gotta go get the whole dip set. Uncasa, at least.
He got songs with the clip.
Jim do what Jim do.
Cam a podcaster now.
Cam do what the fuck Cam do.
Cam ain't beat. Cam like, man, I ain't involved in that shit.
Get involved with that, bro.
Watch out. Let me speak to Cam real quick. Hey, yo, Cam. I know.
Don't waste your time, killer.
Long story short. Yo. Your boy.
Man. Check on your people, yo.
Yeah,
hit with his nigga again. Start again.
Cause I don't know what he think. I don't know where his mind at right now. Cause that nigga motherfucker just jumped. He jumped in front of a
crazy,
bullet for this.
You know what's crazy about it is?
Drake is my nigga. That's my twin. That's my brother. You know what I mean?
You sound like the biggest
nigga. Bitch. Shut up.
Like, I don't know what just happened. I'm just sitting here like, what's going on?
My nigga. Coming from a nigga that fucked with the boy,
he got set up.
Jim doing too much. He's doing the most.
He got brought out. He did it for 50.
He's doing the most, my nigga.
I don't give a fuck. You got the bag, perform.
Who he jumped in front of for 50?
Remember, he was doing shows with 50, and he like, oh.
Cam was beefing with 50.
Yeah, Cam was beefing.
And he out here doing shows with 50.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
See, look, that, like I said.
Nigga ain't right.
Jim do what Jim do, Cam do what Cam do. Right now, Jim on some motherfucking other shit. Why I know Cam ain't gonna jump in that
out
shit.
The window with this.
Jim did that shit with 50, he ain't jump in front of nobody for 50. This nigga, Drake came and did a performance at the fucking Apollo and brung them niggas out in Dipset fashion. And motherfucking, now this nigga just like, oh.
Jim Jones' dick got hard, and now he can't control himself. You come on and push it. Why are you bringing his name?
At the end of the day, he ain't had no reason to say anything about Pusha T. Then the nigga said something after he motherfucking linked up with Drake. Who's Pusha T? He ain't really me.
He don't understand that. Cam is the man. You're the guy. You're only that guy when you're next to Cam. Yeah, you had some shit, blah, 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 Max, beat all that. But at the end of the day, it's killer. You're not that guy like that.
At all.
Mr. Weatherman.
And when you push yourself in the front, every time you put yourself in the
weather,
front,
nigga.
He get
smacked. Stick to the weather, nigga. Stop fucking with the niggas that make it.
Sometimes you just got to stay out the way. Mind your business. Get your... But what is, he want to be relevant. He still think he's 20-something years old. He still think... I promise you, they laughing at this nigga, bro.
These niggas make the weather, nigga.
You got Pharrell, you got Hov, you got Beat on them. They high as hell, and they listen. They watching Jim Jones rapping on the street to push the shit. They push it in. Malice there. Kanye, you know Kanye in the corner, mad at everybody. they like, well, whatever, Kanye.
Because everybody still fuck with Drake.
We don't listen to nothing he say.
Everybody still fuck with Drake,
right? And Jim Jones, they laughing at Jim. They're like, this nigga, this nigga.
Look at Jim Jones doing this shit.
They like, look, nigga, crazy.
Hey, look. Yeah, I said, hey, look. Hey, somebody,
hey, Kanye,
look at this. Somebody
can
look at this.
Kanye, come look at this shit.
That's why they like, we have Pusha rapping like so lackadaisical. Because like, this guy.
But do y'all realize the difference? They play his shit in Pharrell's Louis Vuitton.
That's his show.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the fashion show, but niggas don't understand. That's the difference. Niggas don't understand. Like,
you on a block.
You decided, like, you, like, all right, cool. You could have did that anywhere, just like he did this anywhere. He got in tune to the point where, I'm about to put my shit on one of the biggest platforms ever.
So the Super Bowl.
Paris.
It's a fashion Super Bowl.
Paris fashion show. And I'm going to
kick up with the Louis V shit. I'm going to come kick up the fashion Super Bowl. Everybody in it, holding him in the front. You're like, God damn, where this come from?
Like, come on.
Damn.
You could have did that shit.
All the hot shit.
You could have.
Everything hot from the stage to the music.
That camouflage Louis Vuitton suit though.
From the stage to the music, fire.
That's what I should leave though. Maybe that's Pharrell had that Louis Vuitton.
I seen it. They got some shit that was crazy. I had to unfollow their page. It was too much work.
You saw that jacket that Jay-Z had on when he was rapping that leather brown. Bro,
listen,
that shit.
Shit like,
and they perform fronting too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
Mm. And they say Jay don't motherfucking see. These are the niggas that motherfucking control the weather. They don't predict the weather. Jim Jones.
I think
they ain't sitting there tapping their foot.
You won't be in that lane, but it's cool.
These niggas is predict. They making the weather. All right, it's gonna rain today.
Maybe try his last hurrah before it's all over.
It's gonna be a fucking heat wave.
He's gonna last hurrah. This is his final match. What you call it? When he come home.
Max
B. You know, no.
Oh, yeah, that's the boss. That's the final boss.
That's the final boss.
Wave gone. Who's the real kicker?
Hey, you gonna beat him, get his BB belt? Bing, 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 bing.
Before I go into this next topic, I just gotta play a little snippet of this song because it kind of it's similar to this topic.
Where we going with this? I'm telling you off rip, nigga ain't shit. Nigga got, I swear to God.
Dirty soul, strong meat, white girl, iced tea, fully loaded, ain't me.
Oh, bro.
I just fucked your bitch, that's so
good. Oh, shit.
I just had some bitches.
Got it!
I just took a
bitch. Got it!
I seen Conan coming out.
Beat me up, Scotty. Scotty
Pippen's wife, ex-wife, got awarded half of his NBA pension.
Allegedly. Michael Jordan's son is giving her all the work.
Everybody's been
giving her all the work. And he is devastated.
They awarded it to her or she fighting for it?
No, award, they
I
gave
heard
it
she was fighting for it. They gave it to her?
Yeah, they gave it to her, bro.
Allegedly, how did he get his pension?
Allegedly, I would have put
it. I heard that shit was like, you can't touch the pension. That's why you shouldn't get married. That's why I would. It's ridiculous. It's the stupidest contract in the world.
Why?
It's crazy. You put yourself in a... You put yourself...
Holla, we want prenup. We want prenup.
Yeah. That's worse than Jim Jones going at Pusha. That's really putting something in the bullet. As soon as you signed that match...
For real, you jumped on a grenade.
Boom. You dealing with an emotional motherfucker, and you hoping they feel it don't change.
Damn.
That's why they be married. They sitting the whole time. They ass super slipping. Yeah. Now they like, I got to keep this bitch happy. Man, fuck off.
The smartest thing I seen of this dude, right? He was married.
I put you in my will.
He was married to this chick.
I make a will for you.
They went to another country where it was... he didn't need her signature to get divorced. They got divorced.
Yeah, in DR, there. I think it was. And he got married on DR.
Oh, no, he got married to over here, whatever. And then we went over there, he filed for divorce over there or some shit or whatever.
He ain't got signature.
And by the time when he got back, I think she went to go file for divorce. And
she found out they was already not married.
That's crazy. You're done, ho. But still, like, come on. That shit is crazy.
Nah, this bitch is just like... What kind of super addictive whore are you like?
Yo, that shit 470,000.
Like, what do you think? Yeah.
Split that in half.
Yo, when Russell Simmons married Kimora, I said, "Yo, here it go." And I was following that
but
shit.
But listen,
and when she got divorced, it was a blueprint. You gotta have the kids, you get the marriage. And then when you divorce, I used to follow this shit, bro. And you get chicks get married to you, already they'll go right to the and find out how much they can get out of you. Immediately, and I'm not talking about
and that's two different
average people. They be already knowing how I'm gonna get out of this motherfucker.
Yo,
you're their retirement plan. You're their retirement plan.
That's it.
It's real. It's crazy. But
you
it's
gonna
real.
Support their businesses.
It's real.
They fucking.
You gonna put them on habits. Their feet. They gonna pop, and then they gonna see you max out. Because once you super sim, they gonna keep. They gonna the guy they really like. Because that's why I say.
Push you away
because. I'm gonna stay me. So
it's cold outside.
You go like this.
The same shit that you did.
If you want to stop,
that you was doing.
And you that guy. You turn into Russell Wilson type nigga. Hey baby. I'm gonna drink the bad water. That goofy shit. They gonna be fucking that nigga like me. That's grabbing her. They bitch the fuck out of here. They gonna go run next to that nigga. I'm telling you, because they already imprinted by that guy.
It's crazy.
That's what they imprinted by it. It's just that it's. I learned this shit young, bro. I learned the game.
But Russell, only thing, Russell Simmons is crazy. He was fucking with Kimora while she was
who?
She was young.
Nah, yeah. But her family's with it though. Yeah, no, yeah. You dig deep. That's what I'm saying. I know about this story.
Yeah.
Her family was with it
though, because he had.
They said you gotta wait till she get 18. He was on her. He was her family. She tall. Yeah. He didn't know she was young. He just hollered like boom.
She was a model.
So she a model. So when he can't holler, now she young. But she tall. So he like, oh, all right, they like, but the family was, her pop, the parents was with it. So once you turn
18, because he had money.
They pushed him right in. You can have, yeah, but then it was some crazy, that's how they got a crazy ass marriage, that divorce shit. So she knew already, women are incentivized to get divorced. So
her new husband is locked up right now.
Yep.
Oh, she got kids by mad dudes. Why she ain't going for them niggas money? But what happens is,
about the motherfucker that model shit. 25.
You know, once you get old.
He about to do like 25.
They don't name no old model.
He either going to die in there.
Russell bounced. But he bounced and he gonna hold his money.
The crazy shit is, he waits until now to start talking about.
Because it dried up. Her pool drying up.
This nigga ain't shit.
She's looking like the long. She's in her 40s. She in her 40s, so she's looking now. Now she's looking at 60. What the fuck am I gonna do with that? How much money can I. My lifestyle is costing too much. I'm digging too much into my bag.
Because I don't have nothing going on.
I have nothing going on.
Baby fat.
Ben dead.
Skinny fat. Anorexic as hell. Anorexic cat.
That bag is.
Anorexic cat. A sphinx.
Yo, shit, that old fat lady.
That's when they start looking.
That's a sphinx cat. That's what it is.
The smartest thing she could have did was stay married to him. You gotta think long term. They don't think long term. Get any feelings, get mad, boom. Think long term. You could have still had that bag.
That nigga
he had nothing to do with my bread. My bread protected.
Cambodia.
My bread over there. Get away from my money.
Breast milk. You make Cambodia my day. Right.
Yo, y'all saw that Drake released a poetry book?
He did?
I thought
it was an
album. He announced the next album.
Is he crying?
I didn't know.
Is he crying?
A poetry
who
book?
Who voted for him?
Poetry book.
Is he crying?
Right.
Is
he rooting for him?
Who cried?
Did he even write it?
Is he crying? Is he crying?
Or is he narrating it?
I don't know.
Is he crying?
This nigga made a fucking poetry book.
He's narrating it.
Is what? He crying?
Yo, bro.
Is he talking about...
He's all throwaway bars.
Word.
All throwaway bars.
I bet you got a couple dishes in it.
All throwaway bars, bro.
I got a couple...
Niggas want to be Tupac so bad.
Everything that he...
Every lane that's already there, niggas be already right. Jumping up. I want to do that, too. Me too. Mr. Me Too. Listen, like Clip said, Mr. Me Too. There's a whole bunch of Mr. Me Too's out here. Leave that alone. I care about no poetry book, bro. But But I ain't knocking the hustle. There's somebody gonna buy it.
Get yeah, you all the people. Right. A lot of people. I ain't buying it. All the groupies.
Trying to tell you, this is all throwaway balls. Bro, niggas is motherfucking repurposing everything that they got. If you got a brand, if you got something NFTs that you motherfucking, that, right? If you got something that you want to motherfucking do, listen, bro. If it don't work this way, change it. Yo, try it again.
Crazy.
Don't work that way. Take it out. Crazy. Change it. Try it again.
Think about this.
On different levels. Don't just stick it to that one shot, that one did. No, motherfucker. Take that motherfucker, turn that fucking bullet into an arrow. Take that arrow, turn that shit into a motherfucking spear. Turn that shit into... Nigga, keep throwing that shit out there. You gonna hit something.
Nah, word. You are.
You know what I mean?
Yo, you know some crazy... You ever paid attention how that NFT shit just disappeared?
Yeah.
It was a scam.
With a while.
I don't think it was a scam. No. People bought up so much shit, bro.
Nah, it wasn't. No, a lot of it was a scam. If you watch, they got documentaries on, what you call it? On Netflix. That's all I really watch is documentaries. Whatever, because I like, I like watching these crazy palm colored people. Steal all the money and then they be looking at us like, y'all the bad people. And yeah, y'all got niggas up here stealing from everybody in the country.
That's how they see it. We're not killing nobody.
It's crazy because they got a name for it. White collar laws.
White collar crime.
I mean, white collar crime, bro.
White collar crime.
Exactly. So that shit, but
that's why they don't like the Nigerians. It's a finesse game.
Yeah, bro, but they
scamming scammers. You don't want to get scammed. Yeah. Scammers don't want to get scammed.
Right.
How these niggas come over and scam the shit out of us?
It should motherfucking.
You go on Canal Street.
It should be
all them advocates out there. It should be a better scammer. Who number one buyer? Mm-hmm. White people.
Be a better scammer.
You go on Canal Street. White people are the number one people buying that fake shit. But if you say you're gonna think that it's
scamming
real,
the motherfuckers you that's got next money. To they, you think they you motherfucking buying the that shit? You think they buying that shit?
They scamming everything. They
sell to them. They on another level, bro. They're on another level.
They are the biggest scammers in the country. Well, they scam. They scam EBT. How the fuck? All you gotta do is be a non-working lady and then just put down that you don't work and then your husband making all this money.
That's what you gotta do.
And then they getting all this fucking.
You gonna get money? You gonna get money?
And all this food. Percentage wise, they are the most people that's stand. On fucking food stamps. They're the highest. Them Spanish people, then it's black people. How the fuck do we cover that much of a percentage?
Because our numbers are low.
And make it they're the most on it or whatever, this isn't that, and then if you do statistics, the most people that are on welfare are white people. No matter how much of they consider themselves as the majority, it will never be the majority. Because what are you? You are what you... If a child is born, what are you? You are what your father is, right?
Right.
So,
it's a different lane, bro.
No matter what, bro.
I ain't surprised by nothing these niggas.
No, I'm not neither. But motherfuckers need to understand what the fuck is going on.
A lot of people don't want to. These niggas is playing.
They not even real wizards. It's like this is the Wizard of Oz. It's like a nigga behind a curtain playing with the puppets.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people are comfortable with that. A lot of people are comfortable being controlled. That's why a lot of people don't have no problem going to jail.
How can you be so comfortable with being a sheep?
People don't think for themselves.
It's like going to jail. People don't care about going to jail because they got food, they got cable, they say, you know what, I ain't getting no pussy, this is what it is, I'm going to sit and chill, and when I go home, it is what it is. That's how motherfuckers be, bro. I'm telling you, motherfuckers don't care. You been around there, motherfuckers been chilling, having a blast in jail. A blast.
Another thing I want to ask: Why do people go to jail and be upstanding citizens?
They niggas be having it because they home, they comfortable. They said, "I ain't gonna get shot. I ain't gotta go shop. I ain't gotta pay for nothing.
You go to jail to be an upstanding citizen?
They come. They home. They come home. They
like
bills.
I don't like. I never understood. Like I never really understood it. Like you go to like a nigga said it to me in jail one day. Like I don't understand it. Cause like niggas be running the street doing all this goofy shit on the street, selling drugs, this and that, and then come to jail to be upstanding citizens. I said it to him like, yo, maybe because niggas be just doing it just so they can get the image of trying to get home or whatever. He's like, nah, bro. He was like, if you think about it.
That too.
He said, I'm like, he was like, if you think about it, bro. There's some old head. He was like, if you think about it, a lot of these niggas go out there and still do the same exact thing over and over and over again. And then end up back here in the same spot. He said, and while they're doing, and then while they're being upstanding citizens and making it seem like they're upstanding citizens, they're still doing bullshit in here. So it don't really change. It's just the fact
it's a game. They run a game.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, but that's at the end of the day. If you all look at it this way, that's just them running game though.
Let's get into some sports topics. Chris Paul went to Golden State.
That's crazy.
That is wild.
They about to have the smallest.
They gonna get
small ball.
It's a small ball.
The league is like, oh y'all did that. Small ball. We the jugglers doing better than that. Bet. That y'all shit. Picked Draymond, bet.
They got rid of
them niggas.
They got rid of, where he go? Where's Draymond go?
What's the Wizards?
No, they said they traded Jordan Poole.
Poole went to the Wizards.
Draymond's still there, right?
Draymond, they kept the core. They just kept, they added Chris Paul. I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't know how.
I don't understand, though, because Draymond was the issue. You gave me cap and your teammates. Listen.
I got Draymond shot.
I can tell you, I'm gonna say one thing. Y'all light skinned people lost that battle.
I got Draymond shot.
That was a bad.
Just on GP. Just on GP. Like,
yeah, nah.
Let me know what's going on. Bang! Oh shit! Draymond got clapped at his podcast.
He got shot.
He like, yo. Oh, this nigga is crazy.
He got shot a foot. I just shot him
on
his foot.
Oh, this nigga is shooting at me like, for real. Now you're like, yeah, you're not playing with you. I'm not playing with you, bro.
You won't play? You feel like Cap and me is cool and it's recorded? It leaked. Who leaked it? You getting shot in the foot?
I ain't saying enjoy the point. I'm saying I'm crazy. But at the end of the day,
it don't matter. I'm shooting you in the.
But Jordan Poole should never get that close. But he trusted. He didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah, he didn't think that shit was coming.
He didn't think that was going to happen. Because you're not going to run into that crazy, bro.
That's underestimating.
But when you're talking crazy,
you got to always be prepared for what's coming.
Consequence.
You got to be prepared for what's coming, bro.
But the Warriors, he got that bag. It seemed like he just was like in a different zone. Like, fuck it. I think because he wanted to play, when they put Klay back in the start lineup, you got Steph back. He couldn't get that time. He's like, I can't even kick. You barely see him in the play. Like in the playoffs now, I'm like, damn, where the fuck Poole at?
That nigga was.
Because Wiggins came back out of nowhere. Wiggins going, oh yeah, Wiggins came back balling like, fuck it.
I don't get it.
Let me drop these buckets real quick. Play some defense. Wiggins wasn't the problem. The problem was Draymond got older, Steph got older, and they couldn't escape them bad playing bad defense before they can get away with that shit. Now you're getting older, it's like the Lakers. LeBron can't play defense the same way. That plus minus is real because like you giving up the same points you scoring.
Right.
You're scoring 30, but you're giving up 30.
If you sit back and play defense against one of these young motherfuckers
look what Denver did.
Take them shits from underneath you.
Denver won because they played a little better defense. They ain't no great defense. They played just a little better. And their offense was
A great
beast.
They had a fucking big man there shooting like a point guard.
And they played Luka. So they scored efficiently, but then they slowed you down just a little bit. Gordon playing defense just a little bit and more than other teams.
Niggas that's how they always win. Remember when AI
it's always
cut
like that.
Jordan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Niggas always remember when AI cut Jordan.
Yeah, word.
Yeah, man.
That young nigga coming in.
This new draft.
What? Nigga.
This new draft.
Jordan's getting caught by a lot of dudes. Why Strickland?
Yeah.
Cause Mike played defense. Like, you play defense, you gonna get caught.
Yeah.
When you gotta play the.
You
when you playing the top that's dudes, cool. You playing the top. You ain't defensive player of the year. You gotta play the top dudes.
And you still stepping out here with these steppers.
Look at Elijah Moore kept getting dunked, but he's getting a lot of blocks.
Stepping out here with these steppers.
Elijah Moore is getting a lot of blocks, but he's getting dunked on too.
Yo, Marcus Smart went to the Grizzlies.
That shit cool.
They got a more efficient Brooks.
Yeah.
That's how they got more efficient, bro. More, a little more.
And he had the best player of the year too.
Yeah, so yeah, that's,
he ain't want to stay in Boston. He wanted to stay in Boston.
Boston's done.
Yeah, they blew their
window.
Up.
They blew their window.
They're breaking that team up. Jaylen Brown want to be like, see, they gonna keep Tatum.
And it said the top 10 draft picks all got black agents. Represented by black agents.
Yeah. I feel like at one day, the NBA is gonna be like all black, like coaches, owners. That might be one of the only games that might be all black, like over here.
Anyway. I don't know about all owners.
And what, not all. That's owned. A big. It might be 80% though.
Yeah, I bought some shit from Jordan. So with this team.
Might be 80% though. It's
gonna
be a lot of people.
They ain't got no black owners now.
Give it like
Mike got. They said Mike got finessed out of his team. So Mike got finessed out.
He
had
$3 billion.
He got $3 billion, but he could have got more. They said he had to sell because he fucked up some money.
Mm. You know you're a gambler.
Fucked up some money.
Get it.
And the person he fucked up the money because he sold the team to.
Nigga got a motherfucker made some.
I'm not selling my team.
Why not?
I don't fuck. You get, it's a whole bag. You make a, it's making like $400 million a year off that shit, bro. That's enough. $400 million a year, you making profit? Let me get that. Let me get that real quick. And you doing other shit. Nike, you get $100 million a year from Nike. That's crazy. You ain't played basketball in 20 years.
That's crazy. Lifestyle.
Everybody want the joy.
Lifestyle.
Everybody's with the J's. You gotta have the J's, man. That's what
I'm
saying.
So you ain't got. Why I'm making $500 million. That's $500 million right now. I'm profiting a year. I'm chilling. I'm keeping that team guest. My babies. Yeah, y'all keep that.
Hey, y'all listen to the new music that dropped this week? Thugga Thugga dropped the album.
That shit was trash.
I like the few songs.
That shit was trash.
I just feel like it would have been different if he was home. But that I mean, trash. I feel like it was a decent album.
Nah, what they put was some shit. It gotta be some old recorded shit.
I mean, possibly.
Yeah, it was just a little copy paste.
They ain't making no fuck out of it. Like, Sean did that shit. They're like, crazy.
He Glock did the straight from jail. The deluxe for the glaucoma, too. Yeah.
You say?
Key Glock.
Yeah.
Yeah, you listen to Key Glock.
Coi Leray dropped her first album.
Clap it up for Coi Leray. Jersey Bread.
Chris Brown got a new single out called Summer Too Hot. And that joint of Lucas Broski joint.
That shit's fire.
Nah, just the song. The one I was playing earlier before. Okay. Yeah. That shit fire, bro. Like, about people being entitled and you know what I mean? That shit, bro, your boy.
Celebrating you. Stuck to you by your side while you blew up. And then, boom. You see both sides, like, you know what I mean? We gonna ride,
I know.
I need something from you, and I need and don't fucking feel no type of way, because, yo, where's going, bro? He went deep.
Always say, he went deep. Allies are better than friends, because sometimes friends want too much. Friends feel entitled, call you whenever, pop up whenever, do whatever, cross whatever line, and it's like, nah, we feel like I can do that. And it's like, nah. That's why I always kept boundaries. Like, nah, stop playing with me. Get out. Even my father, get out. You wild. Get out.
You banned.
You banned. You gotta go.
That's
you
not a lie. You've been for 2 weeks, bro.
That used to be a laugh. Like, nah, yo, you can't. He's like, yo, really, y'all?
Like, you banned? Go,
like,
nah, bro. You banned, yo. Wild, man.
You bugging.
Yo, you should be a laugh. Nigga, we all seen what.
And I get mad leeway. So, you know, niggas be crazy.
Niggas be out here in the middle of the street going cartwheels in front of niggas. Like, look at me, y'all. Look at me, y'all. Like, yo, get the fuck out of here. You ain't fucking with you, boy.
Because there was too much shit going on. And girls, the lifestyle. So, it's like, man, damn. Why don't you go in there? Leave me alone, man. It's bitches in here. That's going. But yeah, you got to, you know.
Crazy, yeah.
You always got to have, you got to have boundaries. You always have, you know. Got to have, for anybody, family too. For family, mainly, like, family, same shit. Family go worse than friends. Family, they could do it. I was always quick to cut motherfuckers up. I don't know. Since I was young, I was always quick to fly shit.
Starts at home.
I can shut you down. I can shut you. I'm like, you know what? I shut my mother down. Like, you talking to? I leave you alone.
Close the door.
Here today, going tomorrow, and I just met.
I talked to you when I talked to you.
What? First set of headphones I got, nigga. What? I can tone everybody out. You bugging?
I don't hear you no more.
At all. Shout out to the creator of the headphones.
Not worried.
That walking was crazy. First tape I ever bought was Ghetto Boys.
Yo, the orange cushions. The orange cushion on the headphones.
Oh, this was crazy. This blocked all the sounds.
Nigga.
Was like, you're going to go deaf. I said, I'm going to go deaf either way. You keep yelling. I said, fuck it. I might as well go deaf when I listen to what I want to hear.
I'd rather go deaf listening to my shit.
Yeah, I want to hear you.
Yeah, shit.
I don't know you talking. You mad as hell
in my room.
Leave
what do you mean?
Get out.
I like it like this.
I was like, get out. Why are you in here?
Yo.
Get out. I know what this shit. I know like, everything needs to be. It ain't dirty. It's just this out of the order. But I know right where to go find anything I need. Get out.
Exactly where you not gonna go.
Crazy.
Allegedly.
Until
she went there and found some shit. And I was like, damn.
I forgot I was burning the scent out of my room. Mama was coming in, what you smoking, coke? I was like, what the fuck? It was a spoon, but I forgot what I was doing. And I go, and I started laughing. I said, you gotta be fucking kidding me, bro. Like, come on, bro. I'm like 21, 22. I said, look at Cole, look at my body. Like, come on, what do you think I'm out here doing, bro? What the fuck wrong with you? Which one you wilding? I forget what I was doing. I was fixing something, matter of fact. I was a fixed computer, so when people bring paper, like, come on, do my like, all right, boom. So I had to solder some shit. That's what it was. I was soldering some shit to put the little thing in there. And I'm looking for the room, I just left that shit right in the room. I said, why the fuck you in my room anyway?
Terrible.
Yo.
That's too funny.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was going to go help do the computers, but
What else we got? Calm Styles.
Bars.
Bars. Let's go. From Mars.
What's your name?
Stars.
What's your name right there? KO on Baby Monticello and Bram Hall. He's doing cars and Dexter. Yes. Shout out to my dude Dex.
Shout out Dex.
Yeah, I like this coming out of this one. I just do the computers. Yeah. Yeah. You're a street nigga doing my computers. Like, well, hold on, show you real quick. I'll break your shit straight down. I should have got paid up. I wish I knew.
Back in the day, bro.
It
would have been quick money.
I was super into computers, bro. I would have gotten the stock, man. I'm just great. I'm just super rich. I'm doing all that shit, bro. I blew that bag.
What they call that? The fucking,
wasted talent.
Bitcoin miner.
Yeah. Dude told me about that shit, bro. It was like $100 a coin.
Bro,
he's like, bro, I got like, he's bought like $3,000 worth.
Bro, all you doing is motherfucking setting up your computer. And your computer is actually finding and like doing the small tasks to earn bitcoins.
Yeah.
Portions of bitcoins. And you got multiple computers running these shits at the same time. Mm-hmm. Calculating these motherfucking these little bits of coins up,
yeah,
all across the motherfucking globe, all around the clock.
That's that software engineer shit.
I had and pieces it's just of Bitcoin. Building,
and you
and when that shit gathering shot up, Bitcoin. I got paid
off
that shit.
Once you motherfucking gather enough, shit.
Think about
what
it.
What did Bitcoin go for right now? What's the rate of Bitcoin
like
right
19,000.
Now? 19,000.
You gotta look at it. If you bought that shit at $1, I mean, man, like $100 a coin. You got 20 coins. You got 2,000 coins. And that shit shoot at 50,000.
Nah, it's at 30.
Yeah, 30 now?
30,000.
No,
hold on.
Hold on. Wait,
hold on. Shout out to Gio. Hold
on. Cash App. Cash App got it.
Yeah, check right on Cash App.
Check on Cash App.
It says stats.
Whoa.
Stats.
Get low. Calm stats. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is Bitcoin. Yeah, is that 30?
Hey.
Yeah, that, 30,000. 30,518.38.
It went up
2%
today.
Mine said,
yeah, yeah, you're right. You have to just change.
Price went up, y'all. Last time I checked.
I had it.
What was the price last time you checked?
Aaron Rodgers has sent me some money.
Last time anybody checked Bitcoin.
If you follow like Cash App, they said I'm post some shit. And I posted some shit. Aaron Rodgers sent me, was like, you got $50. That shit be like point this. Let me see. I'll show you.
I'll give you a percentage of Bitcoin.
Yeah, you get like a percentage.
Yeah.
A percentage of a percentage. $50.
Mm-hmm. Bro, that's what I'm saying.
Nah, niggas make a lot of money off that shit though. No, it's pop.
It's all about the conversion. You taking it from the Bitcoin to cash, cashing out. I saw they got different fucking ATMs that do that shit now.
I knew it was, that's when I was like, that shit is big. I didn't get it. I started seeing that shit in store downtown. Like, you convert the cash. I'm like, oh, these niggas really got it like that.
So when you get Bitcoin, when you really get up, when you get a couple coins.
Look, Gwyneth Paltrow
sent me. You really get a couple coins? Gwyneth
Paltrow sent me.
Like, I got 30. Say you got 30 Bitcoins.
Something of a Bitcoin. Whatever that cash, I don't know what it was. That's from Gwyneth Paltrow. They be having some shit on it. Look, Aaron Rodgers. You get a Bitcoin.
Hey.
I forget how much it says.
Let's go.
They be like, yo, what's your cash up? And I'm like, let me see.
Don't remember.
Shit. Oh, she must have sent me $50. Yeah, I sold them my stock, though. They should drop.
Don't remember.
That's what I remember. That night, I sold my stock.
Solid hope. Don't remember. Comstock. Don't remember. Chestnut
checkers. Yeah, girl, I'm gonna go to 16,000.
You remember my time? Yeah.
Bitcoin back up. Go.
You already know how we go. You already know.
Okay, let me go to bathroom. Yeah.
I'm awake, nigga. I'm awake. Always awake.
Woo. And the one.
Maybe when it's cold outside.
Hold on, somebody got hold. Give me this body.
Fuck that, we don't even care.
That's like, turn the beat up just a little bit.
Put some trouble in it. Put some trouble in it. Put some trouble in it. Yo, turn up my left headphone right now. Put some trouble in it. Put some trouble in it.
You gotta cover up the gunshot. Oh, now.
You gotta hit the button, Keys.
Hit the motherfucking button.
Hold on, turn it down. Turn it down. Let's go right there. Let's go. Huh? Yeah. You
right?
Calm down, shit, nigga. I said.
I'm different when I get up on the beat. Something like an elegant track when I spit another feat. Anybody wanna listen to, they gonna want for me. They don't wanna be a fan, they going for the autograph. I'm just going for the bigger bag, traveling around the world. Traveling around the continents and pennies when they twirl. Them niggas stuck in the swirl, my niggas wealth of the world. You think it's wonders your worth, I'm trying to wonders the world. The ace in the space, the different wonders of world. Sipping aces of spade and traveling in my different type of bag. When I live a life of luxury, them niggas living comfortably. Honestly, couldn't fuck with me when I'm messing bone off of me. Sipping up with some level tea. Life is but that novelty. Sipping just like a cup of tea. This man's who level tree. Control is like it's puppetry. You tried to wonder it off of that. That's just not enough for me. I will go for millions, baby. We ain't go for buildings. Started right from the basement to the point of top of buildings. Living up off a penthouse right off the rooftop. Together get the balls and take off a new shot. Them niggas taking space to double for new spots. I'm definitely a new writer, calculating new props. That loan's delivered in, showed them all my diligence. While I'm calculating the friends, counting my dividends. It's almost so dividends, stubborn if I'm remembering. They say that I'm interesting, but often remembering. Made us with don't lemonness, made us when you reminisce. Drinking so much till you black out and you can't reminisce. Dies off the times that you learn off your mind. Spitting on your soul and then recollect your mind. Get on top of that beat, then I feel like I'm reclined. I be puffin' smoking that weed, I be puffin' smoking that fine. Them niggas know, but I'm lying. Ain't no space name, but I'm lying. Ain't no business name, but I'm lying. Feeling like I'm out of my mind. Man, I'm stayed to combine. Make a statement, you fine. Put me all in that space and number that base and I'm confined. Niggas stay with you mine. Hey, baby, stay with you mine. Hey, save the savor that flavor, doubling up and saving your time. But one of the greatest you ever heard of when I MIC. They didn't just favor the legitimate for favor me. If you ever spread in the double and if it's play for me, then if you want a space and I'm double to save a play for me. Fly shit, fly shit. They don't swim from lie shit. I would tell the truth, I ain't never got a lie, bitch. Riding and dying until the point I keep on flowing. Calm style Fridays every week, I keep on going. It's confident one, nigga. Calm style Friday shit. Let's go, let's do another one. Hold on. Do the, the Pharrell. All
right. Fronting?
Yeah.
Right.
Hold on.
No, I can't see that shit.
You blind.
I got you.
Get your glasses, nigga.
Right. No. Wait, 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 Keith.
You can see here on the bar.
Alright, right there.
Whenever you ready, sir.
Yeah. Shout out to Pharrell. Shout out, you know what I mean? Louis Vuitton shit, you know, big boy shit. Calm Style Friday vibes. Always liked this song since I was younger, you know what I'm saying? Look, 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 look. Said, I ain't got a front, baby, I just wanna lead. I just wanna give you everything that you need. I just wanna make sure it's knowledge that you perceive. And if them niggas are lying, them niggas is not me. Them niggas is not me, they often playing a stance. I just wanna take you out, maybe give me a chance. We could go out on a date, surf on the sands. We could go to different places, different lands. We could surf the seas unless you learn from me. The feeling that you worth, surf for me. Do what you worth for me, you wanna swerve for me. You get the urge for me. Feeling like it's power, you get in a surge for me. Baby, I could feel on your synergy and your energy, banging some on the divinity. I can admire divinity to see the power in you. Create life, something like planes, and baby, we take flight up above the atmosphere, up above the clouds. I could take away your fear, take away your doubts. I could make them other people find a different route. I ain't trying to do this for fame, do it for clown. The niggas spamming them levelings, doubling off my presence, banging some on them relevant, banging some on them resident. Kind of cheddar their presence, just to buy me your residence. Niggas in and I'm evidence and knowledge that I'm never sent. Something like a soul made the way that we connect. I just love your style, baby, peep your intellect. I know you like them niggas that'll be up in the flex. Me, I'm rather counting my money, running off my checks. Putting up in the bank notes, snake notes, spending some blank ropes. You think it's a dank growth, you thinking they think growth. I thinking they think hope, they know that they think dope. But we don't know think so. We just taking the same line, the baseline. Then it's in the wave line, bet for your take times. Notice when you late time, notice your state time. Admiring your shape, I admire your great time. Admiring in the places in the knowledge to make time. Something like admiring great time to take one. Baby, you heard the knowledge straight through the grapevine. You feel like you look good, I know that you feel fine. So baby, sit back and relax, it's time max. Deep inside, up in the view like it's high max. Feeling inside of your bones like a climax. And niggas who not max, them niggas know why I flex. Something like I'm different, boy, I know that I'm known. confident when it comes style I'm on. Every Friday, I'ma spit it till it's gone. I'ma speak and never change it, change them and up your zone. And baby, turning the blind and recreating the vibe. Be smoking puff or some fine, and they can take what your mind. You listen to Sade, chilling in my way. Feeling it so school, ain't worried about blase. Keeping the commas and worry about dramas and saving them on the stay with them on the baby. I just might your honor. Huh. Hey baby, I admire your persona. Huh. So how about we cut be like Katana? Come on, Style Fridays. Changing the vibe on them, you know what I'm saying? It ain't always been no thug shit. Hey. Now you about to take it back to the tables on them, you know what I'm saying? Pause that one, please. About to take it back to the lunchroom tables. This is probably the first beat I ever rapped on. I want to see what I could do to it.
Love you, down.
Happy look.
Damn.
Yeah. Looking good. Comp style shit. Group over destruction, you heard? Look, 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 look. I said, if rap was a beat, it'd get chopped like it's wood blocks. But I would chop it down like I'm working for wood shops. You niggas don't love lobbers, just making sure when I'm all of this. I could cake of a violet, just making sure what you solid. Just about to take a trip to the stars like I'm astrologist. They ain't trying to figure it out. Know that these novices can't be able to with the solvers. The polish on the level. I'm feeling like when I'm level. The cooker put up the level. The guards gone as the devils. Them niggas run when the shuttles. They're getting packed underground. We ain't even need shovels. Packed under the ground. Ain't even needing the shuttle. The ground was so loose. The set. Didn't settle. When these one who level, them niggas, I'm on them level. I'm listening to the beat and I'm mixing, turned up my level. They feel like they want a level. I'm running right to the devil. But niggas, I'm on them level. But niggas that never rattle. Niggas on them level, them boiling like I'm a kettle. Them niggas say they got it, them niggas never would get it. Them niggas say they got it, them niggas never would spit it. I'm definitely showing I'm different. It's painless, showing that I'm diligent. Really hungry and diligent. Ravens, I'm on them different. If I want to tell him what law, cause I know that he is omnipotent. Niggas on them living it. Doubles from not getting it. Running through the ribbons. Gold medals for recipients. It's something like Olympics. You niggas on an Linux. I'm digging bones like forensic. And to the point that I'm in it. You wanna be like the plant in the seed until it's fermented. You wanna go like a plant to a seed until it's fermented. You ain't even get it. Your nigga's hot as you been it. You feeling like it's dope shit. That nigga ain't even read it. That nigga he really spit it. That nigga know he prolific. That nigga know that he get it. That nigga know that we with it. If you wanna raise your hands up. Feeling like and if you broken I can't stand up. I'm feeling like I'm from the lesson but I'm man up. Them niggas got this quick to stand before you man up. Man, they get your plan up. How they get your fan up. How to hold your mans up. Instead of holding them down, quicks go for the crown. Them niggas low and behold, but low and throw for the mound. Them niggas throw for the mound. The pitcher going off the mound. They stepped off the round. The face and kick off the sound. Shelby shipping and about to run off a pound. My niggas running and bricks and through other towns. You niggas within and switching to on the mound. You talking about how you gonna get it, how you gonna tell. My nigga rather get a dollar and he ain't gonna sell. Meaning he ain't gonna sold, but his dream is not sold. Just make your dream, but don't sell your soul. Nigga, I've been still grinding. Popping up right on your TV like I'm reminded. Something like the paleontologist wanna find them. Something like a fossil to fuel. Ladders to rule. Them niggas out of this school. The knowledge not taught in school. Them knowledge not taught them fools. And people that wanna rule. Them people them on the rule. Them beggars some on the roll. But no, that's the golden rule. Please don't be a fool. Gotta educate yourself. How to get your money. How to build up all your wealth. Something like them cans. They stocked up on the shelf. They don't wanna see us going without no help. They don't wanna see us building our own kingdoms, building them civilizations like we did before them station. Make those tunnels on a mission, but you send us a relation. If you feeling like you wanna get caught up in correlation, I'm a nigga that be running and kicking like I be racing. Feeling like I'm running a marathon and I'm pacing. About to slice through the beat like X, call me Jason. Them niggas wanna lacing and double to what you pacing. Your weed probably be lacing. Them niggas, I'm on a mission and chasing. They can't imagine my niggas ghosts that be chasing. My niggas been running forward, the beggars, some animation. CGI, when they been caught up in animation. They caught up in animation. They send it live and I'm serving the train pulling the station. The niggas don't wanna listen. 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 The vibe breaks like amazing. The rock. Niggas are rock. Let me just say that you rock. You say that you got it, nigga. You didn't try. Wanna go for the low. I'd rather go for the high. When I just want them supply. Payment of lies. Finish the stream with you lie. The funeral independent decisions that we're caught in a lie. You caught in a lie. Feeling like it's caught in a vibe. It's ill advised. But you said it, but you put to the side. I'ma sit back, relax. And put my thoughts to the side. While I'm sipping on some Remy in my porch and I'm sly. Y'all niggas never got it, never caught in a vibe. That's the same reason why you never caught a facade. You wanna play your position, but well, you probably gotta learn it. Put your hand on the fire, then let's go.
gonna burn it. Fingers gonna burn it. Code is for you learning. Fingers what you learning. That knowledge you was yearning. When you even got it, you ain't even want accepting. That's the same reason why you coding, you reflecting. Now I'm coding in the sessions. I be puffing, I be smoking, I be good with die 11. Like, calm style, nigga. I ain't gonna keep going. Cause they ain't even knowing. Calm style Fridays, nigga.
Out.
Better and better every week for y'all. Shout out to people, the Guap Times, you know, Calm Style Fridays. You know what I'm saying? Just for the people, shout out to y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Peace.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.